is a production of Cornell University.
Okay, and we are beginning the meeting. And when Kelsey's ready, she'll call the roll.
Not my fault.
Not when.
Here.
Alicia?
Here.
Here. Excuse.
Here.
Unexcused.
Thanks, Kelsey. Next on our agenda is the approval of the September 11th, 2014 minutes. There's a motion to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any dissent? Seeing none, I'm going to move to pass this by unanimous consent. Seeing no dissent, the minutes are approved. Next on our agenda is open microphone. EVP Batista.
Hello, anybody in the audience who doesn't know what open microphone is, it's a chance for anybody in general to speak in front of the student assembly on a topic or issue that is of concern or distress. If you'd like to speak for open microphone, please come up to the table. We'll send a chair up there and just state your name and year.
Thank you, Franklin.
And seeing none, there is a with the agenda.
Thanks, Juliana. Next on our agenda is announcements and reports. The first is an elections announcement by Vice President of Internal Operations, Henderson.
Yeah, DOE, Ani K had a conference yesterday, so he just wanted me to announce that we have all the candidates for the upcoming elections. We have 19 freshmen, 4 transfers, 2 arts and sciences, and 2 LGBTQ. Campaigning is underway, and I think that was pretty much everything. Good luck to everyone who's campaigning and get some sleep.
You have another announcement.
The second announcement is in regards to staffing, which we just concluded a couple of days ago. We have a lot of pretty big committees. Definitely, we have a lot more interest than last year. Committee-wise, committee has like 35 people, dining 15, the CD 25. So I think we're well staffed for the DIPS process, for a lot of progress in community life, and all the other committees through FARC and State Up. So good job to everyone for getting people to apply and getting a lot of interest. Thanks.
Awesome. Now we're going to move on to business of the day. The first resolution that we are going to discuss is the University Assembly Undergraduate Representatives ex officio members.
Motion to move SA Resolution 9 into business of the day and at the beginning of the agenda because we have to vote on it today. And yes, it's really important to get that to the registrar.
All right. So there's been a motion to move Resolution 9 to the beginning of the meeting, which is business of the to make it business of the day eventually, because it's about the final exam schedule and we need to vote on this piece of legislation today. So there has been dissent.
I withdraw.
And it has been withdrawn. So now there is no dissent. Is there any other dissent? Is there a second for the proposed motion? So there's a second. And now I'm going to ask that we do a placard vote to confirm that we can move this to business of the day. So we're looking for just not to move to business of the day, but to move it to the beginning of the agenda. I know. I meant to say to move it to the beginning of the agenda. Yeah, I corrected myself.
Perfect.
So we are moving this to the beginning of the agenda. It is still new business. Please raise your placard if you would like to move this to the beginning of the agenda. Please raise your placard if you would not like to move this to the beginning of the agenda. Please raise your placard if you'd like to abstain. All right, so by a vote of 17-0-0, we are going to be addressing Resolution 9 regarding the proposed final exam schedule for fall 2014 first. And then we will go right into Resolution 6 once we're done. All right, so Juliana, you have 4 minutes to introduce this resolution. I wanted you guys to be able to look at the numbers, which were supposed to be printed out and weren't, so sorry about that, but right now, Matt Henderson is going to email those numbers to you so that you can take a look at the 3 different scenarios, and we can make our decision based off of that. Because this is new business, if you'd like to be on the speakers list, all that will be open to discuss is pretty much just questions and anything that is not argumentative in nature. If we move it to business of the day later, then we can debate. Lauren? You're the first one. Could you say that into the microphone? All right, so there's been a motion, there's been a second. I'm going to ask to move this by unanimous consent. Seeing no dissent, I think that motion is approved. Great.
Yeah, so there's two questions. I'm a little confused what the purpose of this is actually doing. Like, what's the actual change in the coming years? Or is it just saying that the question is going to be in the
So, the questions are always going to be the same thing. You choose 3 different scenarios, which kind of simple things that we have to do with that number. They take this resolution as the official consensus of the student body, and they usually follow the guidelines.
Point of information.
All right, so there's a point of information.
Yeah, so Yami's sending the email with the graphs and tables right now, so you guys can open up your computers just for this part of the agenda.
And so also
great. Is there anyone else? Representative Friedman. Is there anyone else who would like to be on the speaker's list? There's been a motion to move this to business of the day. Is there a second?
Second.
There's been a second. Is there any dissent? Seeing none, we're going to vote to move this to business of the day. If you would like to move this to business of the day, please raise your placards. If you would not like to move this to business of the day, please raise your placard. If you would like to abstain, please raise your placard. By a vote of 17-0-0, we are going to move this piece of legislation to business of the day. And I just wanted to clarify for you guys that as soon as you guys receive these numbers, does everyone have a laptop or a phone that they can...
Yes.
Look at these on. As soon as you guys do receive these numbers, what the breakdown is, it's basically the registrar uses a special algorithm to calculate how many exams can go in certain places
yep.
in all of the exam time slots. And we're basically voting on which way the algorithm works that we think will be best for the most students.
Also, if you want to call it our next institution, out of the
great. So the next person on the speaker's list is Representative Stupenko.
Yeah. So I have two comments. The first is, although I completely agree with what Representative Friedman is implying, that there needs to be a serious discussion about the schedule and the amount of time students have to study, I don't think this is the time and the place to have that discussion. So I think that although we could add a line, my preference would be to keep that out of it for now because I know that it's really related. I mean, it is related, but I think it would kind of seem random if, like, we're talking about what schedule we prefer and it looks like, and we're kind of mad about this one thing that you did. That's my first comment. My second comment is I think I prefer the balance scenario. I think that direct time conflicts, although they're higher by about 20 for the large classes, are coupled with freshman priority. I think the professors are generally pretty willing to do direct time conflicts if you can prove that to them, whereas they're less lenient to affect three exams in 24 hours, they have the same day or back-to-back exams, and those numbers come in at the lowest when you look at scenario one compared to scenario two or three. So that's my preference. And we made this big last year ago in large classes early finish, and a lot of freshmen were negatively affected, even though the direct time conflicts were really great.
Great. The next on the speaker's list is Representative Tayal.
So I was actually, this is not regarding the current scenario of the exam, but this is actually asking you to include one more recommendation to this, which is to actually have the exam schedule available before the start of the semester. And I asked for this, and I don't know if you guys have discussed this in previous actually meetings in the previous years, but I asked for this because my constituents who are international students find it very difficult to book their plane tickets once, in February or March. Prices rise, and that's come in huge inconvenience. So I'm saying all this, assuming you guys haven't discussed it, if you have, what the conclusion
is. Yeah.
So the reason why this is just coming up now is because they can't do the calculations until the ad period is over. Because the ad period ended last week, the registrar took a week to get the algorithms, to get the numbers so that we could look at them and then decided to let us decide. We did talk with them about trying to get it out even earlier to be more convenient for students who would like to book planes home or whatever and make travel arrangements. But their answer was, we really can't plan the schedule until we're positive that a certain number of people are in each class.
Point of information?
Yeah.
Are these algorithms based on per student schedule? So do they actually base their models on the schedule of every student and then develop date on which exams should be held?
And pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. They create it based on, if you look at the sheet that we gave you guys, it's directly from the registrar. So the factors that they include in the algorithm include, the meeting pattern of the classes versus how many students are in the classes, the number of exam periods.
Yeah, because those can be based on historical trends.
Government answer. Okay. From my understanding, I think what you're responding to asking is how they determine which students during the semester are having schedules. Yeah, so basically they need every student's current schedule, and they look at every student's current schedule, and they're like, the program will like run through my schedule, and they'll say, okay, you have no conflicts, and so I would mark a bunch of zeros, and then it goes to the next student, and does that for all 15,000 or so undergraduates to make an ultimate decision, and that's how you get those scenarios.
Yeah, okay. I didn't understand your question. Sorry about that. But basically, they can't do this until they know for sure that everyone's schedule is set for the semester. Next on our speakers list is actually someone who is on our first speakers list. So before I move on to our second speakers list, is there anyone else who would like to speak who hasn't spoken yet? It could be a question, it could be debate, it could be whatever. Great. Is there anyone else who would like to speak before we move on to the second speaker's list? VP Warshaw. Is there anyone else who would like to speak before we move to the second speaker's list? Seeing none, we're going to move to the second speaker's list. Representative Friedman. I don't know why I'm not. In the past, it's minimizing senior conflict was an option. I mean, we've only been doing this for 2 years since the new calendar came out, and we decided not to go with that option. The reason that freshman priority is the scenario is because some professors on the faculty senate knew how much last year's scenario affected their freshman students, and they wanted to see if there was any way that they could try to alleviate those conflicts for freshman students. Okay, so if you are going to make a formal motion, I will need the exact language. If you want, you can motion to amend at any time as long as there are no other motions on the floor.
Sure, I'll.
No problem. Next on our speakers list is Representative Kazera Schmidt.
Yeah,
this
is more important information. I was hoping to what do you mean when you bring these two comments that is
So you're talking about large exam early and how it has a date? Yeah, I'm fairly certain it's a typo. But we had a really quick turnaround time on this, so we really have to just work with what we were given last night. VP Stefanko.
Okay, couple comments. I think to respond rather than Mr. Friedman, I still don't agree that it's appropriate to put in a line, or really any lines regarding anything else besides this matter, although I'm more than happy to spend some time writing a resolution, or you know, spending a significant amount of time the next time President Spartan and Vice President Murphy are here to discuss this issue with them. I don't think this is the time or the resolution to do it. I think it's better for us to focus on the numbers we're given and accept these facts and then go about it in a separate way. I'm just afraid that this can, if it's a part of the resolution, it will come off as kind of a one-off. I don't think they're going to spend much time looking at it. I think that they'll approve the original resolution and looking at the numbers, and they'll say that's fine, and they'll say, okay, you know, Student Assembly had a complaint, and then they'll move on, whereas if they gave much more directed, concerted effort that is, you know, really well thought out and you spend a couple weeks on versus, you know, spending 30 seconds writing a line would be a much more powerful and effective message. I'm not saying you can't do both, but I just think that probably the second option will accomplish just as much as both options. That's my point.
And also, I can add, well, I'm going to write a formal recommendation separately to this resolution directly to the registrar by their deadline, and in that memo, I will include that the things that were brought up during debate, so that will end up being included along with this resolution, even if we choose not to formally amend it. Next on our speakers list, though, is EDP Batista.
Yeah,
and
my
name is
that conversation just to also get more colors and members of the NSA, certain members of the Student Assembly, or the government last year, which I thought was they were coming out in addition to the resolution. That was just in light of really recent academic changes and just one of those members who have been involved in the process and really did not have a voice heard. We do think that would be the most appropriate way to approach the resolution this year. But I do think that was a good tie-off, an easy tie-off,
Vice President Bhandari.
So last year I was working with the legislature, and I was just in the school of the board making the final schedule.
Motion to amend the blank spot to read scenario one balanced.
There's a motion on the floor. There's a second. Is there anyone who dissents this motion? The motion is to make the blank in the resolution say scenario one balanced. All right. Seeing no dissent, we're going to move to voting on this amendment. Please raise your placard if you'd like to approve this amendment. All right, please raise your placard if you are opposed to this amendment. Please raise your placard if you'd like to abstain. By a vote of 17-0-0, the amendment passes. Is there anyone else who would like to speak? Representative Friedman. Thank you very much. Are there any motions on the floor, or is there anyone else who would like to speak?
Motion to vote.
Second.
There is a motion to vote, and there is a second. Is there any dissent? Seeing none, we are going to vote on this resolution. Jordan, would you mind explaining how this vote will go? Great. So because this is a sense of the body vote, everyone who is in the audience can vote on what this is. So I'm just going to ask you to raise your hand separately from the members of the student assembly. It's a recommendation to the registrar, but it is a sense of the body type of resolution. Great. So now, any undergrad in the audience, feel free to raise your hand. If you would like to approve this balanced scenario of final exam scheduling. And yeah, well, liaisons can too. I thought that was implied. Any community member who is here today can vote. Great. Awesome. If someone could help me count, that would be great. If you would like to approve this, please, Grace, you can raise your placard. All right. If you are opposed to this scenario one, please raise your hand or placard. And if you would like to abstain or not participate in the vote, please raise your hand. Great. So by a vote of 15-0-0, the two community votes will be counted towards the overall vote on this resolution. And now we're going to go into the voting of the General Assembly. So, Assembly members, please raise your placards if you would like to approve this resolution as it was amended today. Thank you. please raise your placard if you are opposed to the way we amended this resolution today. And please raise your placard if you would like to abstain. So, by a total vote of 19-0-0, Resolution 9 passes, and we will be communicating this information to the registrar as quickly as possible. Is there anyone here from the GPSA by any chance? I didn't think so. They were supposed to come and give us their input, and I was wondering if someone snuck in, but seeing none, we'll move on to the next item on our agenda, which is business of the day, Resolution 6, University Assembly Undergraduate Representatives as ex officio members of the Student Assembly, presented by Representative Ali Khan and Matthew Battaglia. Oh, yeah. Everyone, could you please close your computers now that we've moved on past that part of the meeting? Whenever you two are ready, you have your 4 minutes.
Thank you.
Now we're going to open this up to the floor. If anyone would like to be on the speakers list, remember to raise your placards so I can tell. The first person on our speakers list is Vice President Stefanko.
Yeah. So after some consideration, I think I'm pretty on board with this change. I think Matthew indicated pretty clearly that the University Assembly needs to have a relationship or a stronger relationship with the Student Assembly. It makes a lot of sense. I guess I'm a little concerned that you're the only one we've been seeing over the past 2 weeks and that we're opening up the possibility to have two positions. I know one of the things we discussed was to have one position in the University Assembly to serve as ex-officio members, the reason being that we don't want to accumulate too many. I don't know if that's something you... I guess I'd like to hear a response. It is concerning me that we're adding two positions and I've only seen one person.
Studying very hard for our education at the time. But in 30 days, one program, hopefully, you like to be a little bit of it.
Great. The next person on our speakers list is Vice President Bhandari. Next on our speakers list is Representative Yang.
Why was it that
So that's pretty much how I think it's always been done.
I also think that it's very important for the assembly and as well as everyone in the community on the representative on the assembly. We usually make up the forum.
Yeah, so there's, Jim, correct me if I'm wrong, but in recent history, there's always been four student representatives from the General University Assembly, two directly appointed from the Student Assembly, one is the chair, and, oh wait, no, three, and then two students.
You're correct. So why was it so
And they're voted for at the same time during our spring elections as when you were voted for.
I think the more perspectives on the university is going to be better, so we'll be able to get two other perspectives, maybe like that. And then students make up this year to make up a very year of students attend Cornell to learn as a result. Students are very more employed on the university assembly, and that's why that they want to learn.
Vice President Hale.
Yes, I strongly encourage this, and I think it's great for us collaborating and increasing our connections with the University Assembly. I just wanted to point out that the word ex officio member is not there in the resolution because that word is something that's defined in the charter and the bylaws. Would you want to include that? Something for the communication of the parliamentary
Could you?
The question was why have you you want to include the word ex officio member because you are defining that word in the charter and the bylaws and you think this is a little vague.
I'm going to direct that to Jordan. The last person on our speaker's list is Trustee Gitlin. I'm also going to yield my time to Jordan on that one.
I'm sorry, all ex officio members and other members of the community and the department. The outreach requirement is not the same for ex officio members and the special requirement for
kind of like founded this position a little bit, because while we can't replace the members, if they're based on something that's going to be whether there's two of them and we're in two positions, we don't have to necessarily recognize that, because the person has an extra video that we're going to use to be the DJ.
Are there any motions on the
motion
floor?
Motion to call the question.
There's a motion to call the previous question, and there's a second. Is there anyone who would like to dissent this motion? Seeing none, we're going to go into a placard vote on this vote. And seeing as it is a bylaw change, we are going to need 2/3 approval for this to pass. If you would like to approve this, please raise your placard. Or hand. If you would like to oppose this resolution, please raise your placard. If you would like to abstain, please raise your placard. Great. By a vote of 14-1, the resolution passes. Thank you very much for your time. Welcome as an ex officio member, almost. And we're going to move on to the next part of our agenda. The first thing that is up is Resolution 8, Resources and Syllabi for Mental Health. You guys have 4 minutes again if you want to reintroduce. You guys done? Great. First in our speakers list is Trustee Gitlin.
And on the school day.
ask them to go to this question, if they decide to become something in the duration of it, that will also be incorporated in that other choice. I mean, you know, it's correct much if they don't,
Great. Next is liaison to Zarish Feely. Yield to who? Sorry.
Oh, we're done. Sorry.
Okay. Great. Next is Representative Goldman.
So I know that one of your next resolutions was the adding boldness to the syllabi, and I just want to point out that the net has a link that you can possibly add the hyperlink syllabi and list of resources that for reporters and journalists will have, like the labor inclusion diversity, so we're going to have Native American resources, LGBTQ, and like I understand you're concerned about boldness, but like the hyperlink.
So to clarify, are you actually going to have hyperlinks on like when the books are still alive
or online?
Or how do you do this while being there and voting for the county still alive?
A lot of them are online.
Yeah, so we're going to have any questions about who we have to relate to on the platform.
So all you need to do to make a formal amendment is motion to amend, and if it's seconded and there's no dissent, then all you need to do is state exactly what you would want to appear in the resolution. I'm going to suggest that you quickly look up whatever the hyperlink is, but you can say the exact language so that Chelsea and I can write it down and we can make sure that it goes in there. And you can motion to do this at any time while we are discussing this. Great. Next on our speakers list is Representative Ollie Kahn, and I am going to remind you guys that this is new business, so we're not debating, just asking questions and saying things that are non-argumentative in nature.
So, I was wondering,
I read the last thing. Great. And I just want to clarify, there seems to be a little bit of confusion on the agenda. Because you guys didn't actually present this last week, it's still new business. Okay? Sorry about that. Next person on the agenda is VP Tayo.
Yeah, so I think the media handling report, and this was something that was hotly discussed last year. This month in my monthly meeting with Ms. Alexander, we discussed that something that is related to this is something that I think would come under a mental health issue would be bias reporting, and that's something that's not included on the syllabus, and I think it's something very pertinent. So I would just recommend adding one more line, and that's something I could also introduce to the resolution in an amendment to add one more line of accessing bias reporting from the is that anything bias because I am
I think we need to do that as a separate
making our really early list of resources to become the first contact, right? So that they're making all the resources that they are, and that first contact is something like me. And all the resources are more than understanding of the five supporting process. So hopefully, in a couple of years, we're not going to support a body of
then you should just have this one number and you will probably need to do any one of these. You just put years, they're probably going to need you to connect, they're probably going to need you to do the other. But I just think that, well, yeah, that's a certain point. It just means that by one more line for bias reporting is going to make it bulky. I don't agree with that. I think that it is a major healthcare issue, mental health issue that is being taken very lightly by the university. And I do think that it in fact makes it more bulky when you have separate sections just in bias. It could be included in the table.
You can respond, yes. You have time. Next on our speakers list is VP Warshaw. Representative Yang.
I
Representative Fridman.
Yes, I just wanted to have a little bit of
your time has expired. Moving on to our next speaker is Liaison to Zara Schwieling.
Time has expired on that.
Was there a motion that I heard? Or no? No. Someone motion. You can't motion.
No.
I'm gonna.
So there was dissent to Franklin's motion to vote, which means that we're going to have to vote to vote. So if you are in favor, well, I mean, this also is new business, so I'm guessing you meant you wanted to move it. No, because we didn't introduce it last week, so it's a typo. Because this was not introduced last week, even though it was on the agenda last week, it's technically still new business. So I'm guessing that's what your intention was, to move it to business of the day so that we could, in theory, vote on it today? All right. So the motion is withdrawn. All right. There's been a motion to table. There's been a second. I'm going to ask for unanimous consent if there is no dissent. Seeing none, we are going to table this until next week. Thank you guys very much. Technically, we are going to clarify this right now because one of our next resolutions are actually about changing the rules on ex officio, but based on the way our charter is written, and I'm going to yield my time to Jordan so she can finish clarifying this, ex officio members don't have the right to vote, to motion. Jordan?
So,
following our own rules. All right, but this is actually the next thing on the agenda. So Jordan and Matt Henderson will be presenting resolutions 10, 11, and 12, kind of in a bundle. They're all about ex officio membership. One is a charter change, one is a bylaw, and one is the standing rules.
So, the resolution is to clarify the
our community members should no longer be a community member. It's important that we clarify that our requirements are not to be a community member. So it's important to clarify that now, so we don't have to be a community member.
Alright, seeing that you guys are done, I'm willing to take anyone who would like to be on the speakers list. No one's done anything? Yeah? So I think the easiest way to go about this is that we're going to talk about all of the changes at once, but we're going to have to end up voting on them separately. VP Bhandari?
I just wanted to know if you guys have a specific number of times that individuals require for corporate fellows or any numerical kind of thing about it. And then I think that we're going to put a number on it instead of it should be like a few positions that are going to be published in the body that we need to kind of have off of any that I think we have on the table where the
great. Next on our speakers list is EVP Batista.
Awesome. Thank you guys for doing this, especially on such a quick turnaround, especially I think it's a nice compliment to Resolution 6 that we just passed. My two questions were, could you talk a little bit more in the essay about how the efficacy of role of historians kind of changed, especially since Corey Earl is amazing for the essay, but he in this role usually does not show up at essay meetings. And then also in regards to Trustee Gitlin's comment from before, in this legislation as it currently stands right now, we don't allow efficacy of members the ability to motion, and what benefits or disadvantages do you see from that? So two questions.
Yeah, so one of the questions was about attention to the position of historians. And so if you go to Resolution 12 or Daniels, all the action details for each query device, we said that we kind of separated the how we decide addresses for the ALS versus the other operating election issues, because we see the monument being the requirement for all other FCO members to be the discretion of the election committee, which is referring to the story of the parliamentary and director of elections, so the three positions that we have to talk about in different needs for
is actually like kind of being a general body member, not a general body member, a general member, and giving them a seat and then committing them that if we're going to recognize them as part of our community because they think that their body will continue to be better, that their voice is heard on our community. And to go on to the question about the motion, I actually did a decision to the other use of the membership and I'm going to give it out for the
Trustee Gitlin.
So first one of the passes we have to get first something that is very important for the graduating of the one of their high years, that's where the entire student is competition. And that's one of the for both me and the entire student support in the possibility and if you want to stay in time, we need
Yeah, so obviously for the DOA commission and the university decision, where there's no way to put in, our hope is to see resolutions that are just coming after from all the areas of resolutions. And so that kind of comes in and the safeguards where the executive committee can keep someone from being made into the decision if they have more than three executive decisions. Because that is just, we're kind of blocking that.
Sorry, the time is actually...
Motion to extend by 1 minute.
All right, there's been a motion to extend. Is there a second? All right, I'm going to just approve that. Go ahead.
So,
when
you have actual conflict that are related to your position that you're representing, where does that happen? But I think the reason why we need the possibility of having that seat vacated is because if a person didn't decide to be able to come to the meeting before, then they want to have a meeting that has to be heard, that there is a need also to for us to try and have some sense of also the team members, and that they can see that the community members.
Great. Next on our speakers list is Representative Eisenhower. Sorry. All right. Yields this time. Is there anyone else who would like to speak? So there's been a motion, there's been a second. Which one are you trying to move to business of the day? Okay, so even though, if I'm correct, we can't vote on these today, Jordan is motioning to move these to business of the day so that people can begin to debate. Okay, well, yeah. Technically, Matthew Henderson needed to do that. So now that there's a vote on the floor, there's been a second, is there any dissent? Because otherwise I'm going to approve this by unanimous consent, because I think it's in the best interest for the debate. Okay, well then you can make that motion after we approve this by unanimous consent. Is there any dissent? Seeing none, we can move this to business of the day for debating purposes only, not for voting purposes. Did I hear another motion on the floor? I know, but... Okay. Great. Also, Liaison to Zara Sheila, you're the next on the speakers list. Would you like to yield your time, or would you like to speak?
I'll yield my time. This is the main thing I really want.
Great. Representative Ali Thompson. Yeah, wait, for the point of information, could you please clarify that one more time and just state the exact language you want and where?
So I'm making a motion to amend line 42, resolution 11, say undergraduate assembly members and ex officio position as student government liaison for the creation of
the Great. I think I got it. And if you would like to clarify, you can.
The whole idea of attending is only applying to the non-dependents. I forgot where anyone is present. But these aren't certain liaison positions, but they can have these requirements, even though they are considered. I don't know if that was technically the number, but that's just how I look at it. So that was the reason.
Great. Would you like to respond to this?
I think the way that's
great, so now that there is a motion on the floor, I am going to move into voting. I thought I turned it off for a second. All right. I am going to move this into a vote unless there is any dissent. All right. Seeing no dissent, let's vote on this amendment. If you approve of this amendment, please raise your placard. Great. If you oppose this amendment, please raise your placard. If you'd like to abstain. By a vote of 16-0-0, this amendment passes. Thank you very much. And now we can move back on into the debate or to another motion if someone sees fit. I don't think there's anyone on this speaker's list. Yes, there's no one on the speaker's list. Oh, Trustee Gitlin, sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm gonna have Yamini answer that.
So I think that from what I understand, something that's part of the resolution, it's really like the network of different developments of these councils,
seeing that we only have someone on our second speaker list, again, it would be great if either no one wants to talk, we could move on to the second speaker list, or there's a motion, or someone who hasn't talked before would like to speak, could speak now. Representative Griffin. Great. Next on our speaker list is Liaison Kazara Shvili.
I just want to echo a lot of those remarks. I also think that given all the wrong we have, I'm really involved with being able to realize the legislative path, including these policies. Just having the simple ability to make some motions would really improve what we can do immediately by sitting in those meetings talking to the final member. And that would be able to address it. So that's just something kind of that would be a
That's perfectly appropriate to say. Is there anyone else who would like to be on the speaker's list before we move on to the second speaker's list? I can put you on the second speaker's list. Would you like to be on the second speaker's list? It would be even better if you could repeat it one more time, loudly and clearly, so we can make sure we got it down right.
This is resolution number 12, rule 1, the second sentence. Absences will not be reported for ex-official organization based on the members of the staff and resulting is a result of requirements for all of these.
the organizational liaison shall be at the discretion of the library committee. New sentence. Applicants for government, student government liaison will not under the discretion of the library committee. I think that solves the problem that we were trying to discuss. The responsibility to our shared government and our approach. Knowing who they are and where they're going to show up, they're going to give us this question. And I think it's really, really, really important that we get this.
Great. So there's a motion on the floor. Chelsea, were you able to get that down? Great. Is there a second? All right. So there's a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Is there any dissent? All right. Seeing. Yeah, we're going to go into discussion unless I see no discussion, which has happened the past several times, which is why we went. I just brought it to a vote. So if we are going into discussion, Jordan would be first on the speakers list. Is there anyone else who would like to speak? All right, go for it, Jordan. They still have a little bit of time.
Yeah, I
think that is what we have
already created, and I don't know if that's appropriate for a lot of.
All right, you can go.
So again, I think that we're talking about what we need to do, which is not my hat. I totally respect that, but again, that's not part of the rules, and as a result, in the future, that cannot be set. Maybe that would be. What you're saying right now is not going to be passed on to someone years down the line. So that's why I think it's so important. Knowing if someone's doing custody, if someone's going to go to UA, if there are people that are probably going to be close to it, and they will want to be here, especially when important issues are being discussed. So I don't understand using a follow-up day to make sure it comes. Last year, the institutions that were unfilled were grandfathered positions, and thankfully, they filled this year. Just to get your answer, but, these are different than those that missed last year. You guys didn't know how to do this.
Great. So, actually, next on our speakers list is Chelsea.
But the first one is just that I think we might be about representing all the comments that I think that these two resolutions were brought up to clarify what the status of the church is. And the fact that it kind of changed all of the technical tenants, kind of fuzzy, and how we kind of fuzzy is a little bit different from if the purpose of the resolution was brought up to clarify. That being said, it also doesn't sound like
Thank you. All right. Do you like to respond?
I mean, I was just going to say this, like, earlier. It's already visualized what the way it's been doing for that people before had to so, like, someone says that they have a great meeting or another meeting, they have to be the time where you have to make things that are already moving to the standard group. And in terms of what you said about that, the team members, we were trying to separate it into the operational activity of members.
Trustee Gitlin? Yeah, you're on the speaker's list. All right. VP Bhandari.
So I think it's important to note a couple things. So with regard to the attendance policy that I'm trying to create, I think separating them between having the test official government members, it's important to recognize that some of these positions have existed in the past and no one is really looking at the issue of the building as well. Some of these members, I think that's the next year we're going to have members who are very active, who aren't very active. I also think to say that,
Representative Alicon? So, Jordan can go, and then Trustee Gitlin.
To go back off of that, so before we made the trustee an actual executive position, the trustee had regulated, somewhat regulated, in our meeting, and now it's why we're trying to make it more formal position. We recently added the executive position for a position that isn't, that is a total position, at least to my knowledge, a lot of people have what we're doing, and I think when we have this position, kind of going off your day, and we're going to be here anyway, I don't think that we have to go.
Great, so Trustee Gitlin. So, I just wanted to remind everyone that we are still just debating on Syed's specific motion, but if anyone would like to move that forward by bringing it to a vote, or would like to continue this discussion, please raise your hand. Yeah? All right, so now we have a motion to actually vote on this amendment. Is there a second?
Second.
Great. So if you are in favor of Syed's amendment, and there is no dissent, sorry, I didn't check. Okay, so there's no dissent. If you would like to move on and vote in favor of this amendment, please raise your placard. All right, if you are opposed to this amendment, please raise your placard. If you would like to abstain, please raise your placard. Oh, okay. Vikram, were you abstaining? Great. So by a vote of 3-11-3, this amendment fails. And now we're going to go back into general debate on the three resolutions. And I'm pretty sure that our speaker's list had been expired from earlier. Okay. So there's another motion to amend on the floor. Okay, could you just say the line number and... All right. So there is a motion on the floor, and now we can go into debate on that motion unless someone would like to choose to vote on it. Yeah. In theory, I would agree with that. That's an excellent question for the sponsors of the resolution. Great. So, if no one else, Representative Alicorn. The amendment has been withdrawn. There's been a motion to table this until next week, and I am going to approve that by unanimous consent as long as there is no dissent. There's been a motion to adjourn the meeting, and There's been a second. Is there any dissent? Before I adjourn this meeting, because we are going directly into the candidate forum, it is especially pertinent that all the members of the SA do their due diligence in cleaning up their stuff today so that we can move flawlessly into the debate, which is in 15 minutes. And it is 6:31 and the meeting is adjourned.
This has been a production of Cornell University on the web at cornell.edu.